Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the email address on the account you've called in about today?
Sure. It's B as in boy, K as in kite, R as in red, 4451 at comcast.net.
Thank you. All right. Your first and last name, please.
Bonnie Cooner Roth.
All right, thank you. And please verify your address.
The shipping address is 1618 Mount Croghan Trail, The Villages, Florida, 32162.
Okay, I don't think I've located the correct account. Let me go back. Spell your last name, please.
Oh, sure. It's Kuner-Roth.
All right. Yes, ma'am. So the account that I located is, how may I help you with this today? I have a different address. It's in Pennsylvania.
I used to have an apartment in Philadelphia also, yeah.
Okay. Can you verify that email address and we'll get it updated?
Sure. BKR4451 at comcast.net.
I'm sorry. Verify the shipping address in Pennsylvania.
Oh, 2350 Tremont Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19115.
All right. Thank you for that. The phone number I have is 215-342-7912.
That was associated with the Philadelphia address.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the new number, please?
352-391-5663.
All right, and how may I help you today?
Yes, thanks. That's, I guess, part of the confusion. I thought I was on a six-month auto ship, but, I guess I lost track of, because I was in Philadelphia part of the year and Florida part of the year. So is it possible to reactivate that for the OMAX 3?
Let me see. It shouldn't be a problem. I'm updating some of the information now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Yeah, it looks like the last order was in 2019. Does that sound about right?
Well, I have here 6 month auto ship 2/26/22. So I just realized I opened the last box and I'm like, I better call them and see what's happening.
Okay, so that was this year. Could the account be under anyone else's name, like a spouse or a different family member?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, and that last order, are you sure it came from OMAX?
I don't know. That's what I have here on my calendar. That's all I can tell you.
No problem. So I'm gonna search just to make sure that there's I'm going to look to see if there's maybe a different or more current account.
Okay.
You said you're looking at something that says February.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nope. It won't be a problem. I just want to get the most updated.
Right, so that we don't have two or three open accounts, I understand.
That's right.
Yep.
All right, nope, I didn't, not seeing it, but I'm going to search the new phone number also. Let's see. Okay. All right, so let's see what I can do for you. That was the Ultra Pure. You're receiving that every 6 months. What's the? Do you have an order ID number on that statement or box that you have there?
No, I just have it, marked on the calendar. So no.
No problem. Not a problem. All right. And have you ever ordered from? Have you ever placed an order on omaxhealth.com?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, it was so long ago now.
Right. Okay. And we updated our system about mid-year this year. So, all right, I will get you all set up in the new system. And the good thing about this is you're able to control your own shipments if you ever want to. You can still call in, but if you also have that option to do it online. So I'm going to get that transferred over. And thank you for being patient with me.
Oh, of course.
All right. So, are you where? Are you near a computer where you can verify your email address?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've sent a link to the BKR4451@comcast.net. I just need you to verify that link.
Okay. So let me open up the email address.
And I've also, I have a temporary password. Once you're able to take time and log in, you can change the password. It's a simple password just to, for the sake of creating the account.
We're getting there. It takes like four steps to log in.
You're fine.
Okay, it's thinking. Okay, so check email. Omax Health, there you are. Account verification, Omax, activate your account.
Mm-hmm.
You've created a new customer account, Omax Health. Activate your account, is that what I click on?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay. My account. Click here to manage order history. Oh, wow, it did go back to 2019. That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
All right. So write this password down. This is the password that I've used to create the account with.
Whoops.
And you'll need it to change.
Okay.
All right, so it's all lowercase letters. It's OMAX 20, OMAX 20. Your username is your email address. Password is OMAX 20.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to place an order for you. You were wanting this on to resume the subscription, right? So that's six boxes coming every 6 months.
And then what's the current price for that?
All right, I'll give that to you 1 second here. With it being on subscription, you do get a 20% discount. So if it's 6 months, six boxes come in every. Looks like they're only doing it every 3 months. So you want to do three boxes every 3 months?
Right, I guess, if that's the best price combination.
So that's $87.96. That's the, I'm not seeing where it gives an option to go to 6 months, every 6 months. 90. Let me reach out. I'm in the wrong place. Okay, sorry. 1 second. Nope, it's still staying with the 3 months. Okay, looks like 3 months. They've maybe updated more stuff. So 3 boxes coming every 3 months would be $87.90. That's with your 20% discount.
Okay, and is it free shipping?
Yes. I was about to ask a dumb question. You do live in the United States, right?
Right.
But we've already.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
That's okay.
All right. So. Yeah, it'll stay at $87.96. Would you like me to go ahead and proceed with that order?
Sure.
All right. So we're going to update that address.
Right.
And whenever you're ready, I'll take that address for you.
It's 1618 Mount, M-O-U-N-T, Croghan, C-R-O-G-H-A-N, Trail. The city is the Villages. The state is Florida. And the zip code is 32162.
36162?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. All right, what's going on? Oh, okay. There we go. It's T-H-E, the Villages is
yes.
The city name? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. It used, when it started, it was called Lady Lake. And then they built all of these, what they call villages. And now the community is up to over 140,000. So, like, I live in the village of Mallory Square. That doesn't, have anything to do with the address. But so that's how it got changed the name to The Villages, and I guess
okay.
There's 100 of them or something now. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Not a problem. I just have never heard of the being.
I know. That's why I said it's strange.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So I have updated the address. Would you like to receive any text messages with news and offers, like promotions?
No, that's okay. We'll just, keep it the way it is.
All right. And the billing, is it the same as the shipping?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I'll need the card information, the number, whenever you're ready.
Okay, it's a Visa. And the number is 4147-1802-9125-9485.
Okay, the name as it appears on the card?
Right, it's the same, B-O-N-N-I. And the last name is K-U-N-E-R. Dash R-O-T-H.
All right, thank you. The expiration date, please?
07 of 24.
And the 3 digits from the back?
427.
All right, thank you. So do you understand that you're agreeing to a subscription? It will renew at the price and frequency listed until it ends or it is canceled. Is
okay.
That agreed? Okay.
Sure.
Thank you. Right, so that charge is $87.96. You should see it within the next, by the end of the day, you'll see that charge. And it takes about 7 to 10 business days for you to receive the shipment. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, it looked like my account updated since you did it at your end, so it doesn't look like I need to change anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You if you wanted to, you can update your password while you're in there, but I have everything squared away, and that's how you would log in the future if needed. All right. Well, is there anything else I can do for you?